The Tavis Smiley Show will embark on some new ideas and a new format this year. Smiley began his public radio career with NPR in 2002 and later joined forces with Public Radio International. This evening marks the first regular show without Dr. Cornel West, whose schedule and family life resulted in his departure. Smiley recently held a teleconference with stations and reflected on the last few years.
And I split those 2 hours up, as you know, the 2 hours of the Tavis Smiley Show, I split into 2 hours, one for the Tavis Smiley Show, the other for Smiley and West, in part because I believe that, you know, that innovation and creativity means obviously taking a risk. And I wanted to see how public radio would feel about a program where we were expressing unapologetically opinions as opposed to, you know, what public radio typically does. And certainly those of us who are hosts on public radio try to stay out of that particular lane. But I thought I would try it and see how it worked. We've done it for 3 years. It's worked rather well. I mean, it's an acquired taste for some people, and the stations that love it, love it. It's done well on many stations. There are other stations that it never worked for. I didn't take offense to that. I knew when we did this, it wasn't going to work for everybody. People have platforms, but for a person of color to be as brilliant as Cornel West and to not have a regular platform, I thought was unacceptable. And so I thought I would create a platform that would allow him to be in conversation with me, and I'm pleased with the work we've done over 3 years.
As for what's ahead, Smiley added that listeners will hear some new voices and a new vision, but also the same commitment to digging deep into important issues.
Whether it's poverty or any number of other issues, what you're going to get from this program going forward that makes it uniquely different than other fare in public radio and beyond is that we are really about solutions. We want to be solutions-driven radio. We want to be ideas-driven radio. What are the issues and what are the challenges that are threatening our country, that are threatening fellow citizens, and how do we find solutions to those issues? There's certainly enough programs that feature talking heads and, you know, witty banter. I'm always about trying to find solutions. I'm always about reminding us this is the most, again, multicultural, multiracial, multi-ethnic America ever, and we've got to find some solutions to these vexing problems, be they poverty or immigration or environmental injustice. And so there are all kinds of ideas that we want to roll out, but ultimately it's about trying to find solutions to the things that are troubling our nation, along with, of course, continue to entertain, not just about, informing people, but about entertaining them as well. So we hope to keep that balance.
Smiley says he's also working on a 4-year poverty initiative called Ending Poverty, America's Silent Spaces. He'll be holding forums on the topic during visits to 25-plus cities around the country with a documentary planned for 2018.